Hey, we are going to continue. Actually, today we're going to wrap up this idea of active spirituality. As we've been looking at the book of Proverbs, as we have been learning about what it means to be active in our spirituality and not just sit back and talk about it, shall we say. And this morning we, again, continue that journey with a few different, shall we say, passages and scripture passages. So, this morning, I just want to start with one simple kind of idea, shall I say. And that idea is biblical literacy. Biblical literacy. I would really, I'm saddened to tell you that biblical literacy is an all-time low within our society. Sadly, biblical literacy within the church is at an all-time low. Again, you saw it up here as I kind of goofed around with the kids a little bit, but the truth is that as people, we don't know Scripture. And as a church today, we don't know Scripture. And as people seeking God, we don't know Scripture. And when I thought about it, I, again, thought about that kind of progression of our world. And if, let's just say, let's say we go out and we buy a brand new car. And when we get the car, you know, it's got one of those backup sensors, and it's got one of those, you know, warning lights if somebody's passing, and then it's got all these buttons that you push to set radio stations and temperature controls. And when you get that new car, so often you're not sure what all these things mean. And when you're not sure what all these things mean, where do you go to find out what buttons to push and how to set things as you start driving your new car? Where do you go? What do? You pull out what? The manual. Now, again, if you think about younger people today, since I'm now an old person, right? Maybe they wouldn't pull out the manual, but they might do what? Google it or pull it up online to make sure that they're able to learn how to function within that vehicle. Scripture is a manual that God gave people long ago. Scripture is that book, that manual that teaches us how to live our lives. And yet, we don't read the manual. We don't study the manual. And because of that, I truly believe we don't know what kind of buttons to push, or when things happen and bells go off and whistles are going off, we don't know how to respond because we haven't read the manual. Another way I thought of it was this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer. All right. Public schools today are all about standardized testing. And within that realm of standardized testing, schools themselves and school districts are graded. And depending on how they score, their staffs are rewarded accordingly in salary and benefits. That's the way public education is moving. But the other side of it is that if your scores are poor, if your scores are below a certain standard, then you become an at-risk school. And at that point, they often send in other people to figure out why your school is suffering. And if that trend continues, There's a change in staff. There's a change in leadership. And ultimately, from what I understand, they can close that school and or take over that school because it is not functioning well. If we were to give a standardized test to the churches in America right now, I truly believe that many of us would be high-risk churches. And it's sad to say that very possibly, if God operated in the same manner, many of our churches would be closed because our standard testing would be so poor. That's the bad news. So what is the good news? The good news is that we can do something about it. The good news is that there is a way to change it. The good news is that there is a discipline that is helpful and potentially life-changing for each of us. And that discipline is memorizing Scripture. That's right, memorizing Scripture. Why is it important to memorize Scripture? Well, part of it is, obviously, it's knowing the manual. It's being able to reference, oh, I remember when there's a noise like that, it means I have low tire pressure. Oh, when that noise goes off, it means that somebody's coming up from behind me. We begin to understand how to live our lives. But more specifically, when we memorize Scripture, it, A, keeps us from sin. If we have in our mind, thou shalt not bear false witness against, or thou shalt not murder, or love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, whatever it might be, if we are able to memorize it, it holds us accountable where maybe when we're just about to take that item and steal, we say, it's not God's intent. At the same token, if we memorize Scripture, it can bring comfort into our lives. That when we're having that difficult day, when we're stuck in that tough time, the Word of God fills us and encourages us. The Word of God spurs us on and moves us forward. If we memorize the Word of God, we again experience the joy because we have God being more present in our lives every day. And so again, this morning, active spirituality is the challenge to become biblically literate. And the way that we can begin becoming biblically literate is by memorizing the Word of God. Now you say, but Pastor Paul, that's just really difficult. That's challenging. It is. But I want to be clear. It's not just crazy Pastor Paul. From Proverbs chapter 4, it says, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commandments and you will live. Get wisdom and get understanding and do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, she will protect you. The whole concept of, again, laying hold of the Word of God. But again, it doesn't stop there. If we turn to chapter 6, beginning at verse 20, where it says, my son, my daughter, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light. And the corrections of discipline are the way of life. And then finally, chapter 7, keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. It's Scripture that teaches us, that calls us to become biblically literate, to hold the commands and the teachings of God as a front runner within our lives. And so again, we must become biblically literate. The discipline that is most productive is memorization. But at the same token, there's some other disciplines, there's other concepts that can help us, but in a building block kind of way. First of all, the simplest, the easiest way to become this or begin this beginning of this journey of literacy is hearing the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God. Whether it be radio, whether it be TV, whether it be CD, whether it be your pastor, whether it be someone else in your life, we need to hear the Word of God on a regular basis. Many of us go down the road in our new car with the radio on, with some kind of electronic device plugged in, with X radio beaming from a satellite, whatever it might be. How much time do we spend listening to the Word of God on the radio? It's the easiest way to, again, get exposed to what God is saying in the Word. And yet, it's easy, and therefore sometimes easy, to go in one ear and obviously out the other. Another way to look at it is, yeah, it's a great way to get started, but it's kind of like going to a movie. Go into a movie where you're entertained, where you hear it, maybe you see it, but quickly it fades away. But it helps becoming literate. The next step would be, hey, you know what? I'm not just going to listen, I'm going to read it. Reading it, turning the pages, okay, moving your finger across the screen in order to underline and to move things, makes it more personal and gives us a personal commitment or involvement in learning the Word of God. Or again, another way of saying it is, we've gone from going to the movies and now we're going to pick up the book and we're going to read it. So it begins by hearing the Word, it continues by reading the Word, and then the next one that becomes much more serious, much more meaningful business is when we study the Word. Where we take pen and we take paper, or we take that laptop or that notebook, and we use other referent books, we use other tools, we use other languages in order to study the Word of God. It takes time and we dig in, but in the process we grow. Or again, it's not the movie, it's not the book, but all of a sudden we sign up for a course in biblical literacy. We go from movie, we go to book, we now are signing up for a course on biblical literacy. Then we can take the next step. And that next step, again, and that biblical step is to meditate on the Word of God. Again, it's a concept in the Western world that we don't talk about a whole lot. And yet, there's a huge movement with the prayer labyrinth and other things where people are called to meditate on the Word of God. Meditate means your body, your mind, and your spirit focus on what God is trying to teach us through the Word of God. Another way to look at it is it fills our bodies with the reservoir of truth and comfort, where we can ponder things, where we can personalize things, where we can apply things to our lives. Or another way someone wrote about it was, when we meditate on the Word of God, it seeps into the cells of our bodies. And I really like that image, that it seeps into the cells of our body. Another way, again, we go to the movie, we read the book, we take a course. When we meditate on the Word of God, it becomes a way of life. A way of life. And so again, we hear it, we read it, we study it, we meditate on it, and then comes where I began this morning. We memorize it. Memorize it. We, again, replace what the world wants us to memorize, and we put the Word of God in. We get rid of what is often negative and demoralizing, and fill it with that which is life-giving. If I were to ask you what your Social Security number is, many of you would be able to give it to me. If I were to ask you what your email address, you'd be able to give it to me. If I were to ask you about the Pledge of Allegiance or the Star-Spangled Banner, many of you would be able to recite it to me. If I were to ask some of you the batting averages of given baseball players, or the production of other football players, you would be able to give me those statistics because you have memorized it. You have the ability. We have the God-given ability to do it. And yet we choose to fill our inner being. We choose to fill our cells with the world instead of the Word of God. And so we're called to memorize it. Or another way of looking at it is we go from a movie to a book, to a course, to a way of life, to life-giving. To life-giving. Again, we read about it, and I want you to understand that in the Hebrew, there's a word called tamach, all right? And that word is one that we heard several times in the passages. We heard it by way of hold fast. But what it really means is to grasp, to lay hold of, to seize. The other important thing is that it's here we go again, English 101, it is a verb, and a verb is what kind of a word again? That means that we're called to hold fast. We're called to take a hold. We're called to lay hold, to seize. What does that mean to seize? It means I'm going to take it and I'm going to seize it. And that's what we're called to do with that Word of God. And then the interesting thing is later on when we read this morning, it said, and it will uphold you. That word uphold comes also from tahmak. And it means to not only, again, grasp, but to get a grip. Or if you possess and hold on to the Word of God, it will uphold you. And so we are called to be people who will memorize the Word of God because it can hold us up, because it can tie us together. When we wrap it around our necks, where we tie it into our bodies, it helps us when we wake up, it helps us when we go to bed. It applies that word every day on a daily basis. And ultimately, one of those great images from Scripture, we are called to write the Word of God upon our what? Heart. And what have we learned for the last few weeks? That in the Hebrew, heart doesn't mean this four-chambered muscle that's pumping blood in our body. But our heart means that our innermost being is filled with the Word of God, is filled with life-giving Scripture within our person. That again, our souls are filled. It means that our cells are filled with the Word of God. A biblical call to take the Word of God and put it inside of us. A few things about memory or memorization. Better to learn a few perfectly versus many poorly. Folks, this is not a contest. There are a lot of people out there who have a gift for memorization. They will memorize everything in Scripture. You can ask them, boom, they're rattling off. Boom, they're rattling off. But it's kind of just it's a contest. Look what I can do. It's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about memorizing those passages that can shape your life and change your life. And that's a personal walk with God. I can't mandate that you memorize John 3:16. I can't mandate that you memorize John 1:1. That you can't memorize, or that you should memorize Genesis 1:1. Whatever it might be, it's about memorizing a few verses perfectly so that as you live your life, you can engage your life with them. We need to review things often. As you go on this journey and you move from movie to book to course to way of life to life-giving, you've got to continue to do it on a regular basis. Review it often. It's the key to memorization and to, again, treasuring up the Word of God. And then, and I love this, you've got to use what you memorize. You've got to use what you learn. So often, we use it, but where do we use it? We use it here. We talk to our other godly friends about the Scripture that we know or the concepts that we've learned, but when do we take it into the world and apply it to life situations? When do we take it into other people's lives and share it with them on a regular basis? It's much like foreign language. If you've studied a foreign language, one thing you will learn: if you don't use it, you lose it. And we need to not make Scripture a foreign language. We need to make Scripture our primary language. And in that, use it on a regular basis. Biblical literacy, memorization, they don't just happen. You've got to make a decision as to whether or not you want to take this journey. You've got to make the decision to decide whether or not you see the value that God does in cherishing these words. And it's going to be hard work. But the choice is yours. What manual do you want to live by? Or do you want to go without a manual and just run helter-skelter wherever it might lead? I'm wondering if by now some of you might have noticed that we remodeled the sanctuary this past week. Anybody notice? No Bibles. It really struck me that for 20-some years of ministry, I've often said this phrase: we're going to read the Word of God, and if you take the Bibles in your pew and turn to page da-da-da-da-da, you'll read with me. It's part of the problem, is that we come to church and for about 2 minutes, we take the Bible out of our pew, we read or follow along what the pastor might say, and then we put the Bible back in the pew, and that's it for a week. We're borrowing the Word of God on a regular basis instead of putting the Word of God into our heart and into our lives. Why is it that you don't carry your Bible with you? Why is it that we don't hold on to it? Why is it that it's not always at the ready so that we can look at it just like we look at our car manual? Or another way I thought about it was, how many of us today would say, hey, can I borrow that app on your phone for a minute? I'm going to use it, then I'll just give it back to you. We don't do it. If we really like the app, if we really want the function, then what do? We download it. We put it into our lives. We make sure we've got it all the time. And the same is true of the Word of God. We've got to decide, are we going to download the Word? Or are we just going to borrow it every now and then and hope that we get something out of it? Biblical literacy, memorizing and cherishing the Word of God. Stop going to the movies, get the book, take the course, make it a way of life. That's active spirituality in the world today. Amen.